On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney John Licata is here talking about the questions people ask as they... decide whether or not to file a lawsuit. What's the first question a prospective client asks you when he or she comes in?
Well, it's typically, how are you? But after that, when we're talking about their case, the first question that typically happens is, what's going to happen? Whether it's a lawsuit, what's the likelihood of a lawsuit? How long will it take? That's another very important question. And the third, top three, and not in this necessarily order, and the third one is, how much will it cost? And those are the three concerns. I've had the opportunity to sit in on personal injury, estate cases, matrimonial cases, and it's almost universal. What's going to happen? How long will it take? How much will it cost?
How many of these people have ever been involved in a civil case before?
Rarely has anyone been involved in a civil case before. For my clients, rarely do you have somebody who says that they've sued somebody, been sued, or otherwise been involved in any aspect of the law. So a lot of what they're asking is something completely foreign to them, unless you want to include television. And then, of course, you know, it gets wrapped up in an hour on TV, so there's a compressed time frame, and some part of that initial meeting is to remove those preconceived notions of how long a lawsuit takes and what the result will be.
But that's got to be important, because you're right, it's this TV or movie image of how long a case will take or how it works.
I tell clients that a lawsuit is a lot like an engine that runs on information. And the more information we get, the more efficient it can run, and that you can't just gather all that information in a very short period of time, or your result won't be an accurate reflection of the value of the lawsuit or the value of the claim. And sometimes when you do your complete investigation, the fourth question that often is asked is, why did it happen? How did this happen? That's people who have been injured from a doctor's perceived negligence or through some other product or things like that. And if we do the research quickly, accurately, and provide them with an answer, sometimes the answer is, you know, this is just an accepted risk of the procedure you underwent. We have clients who are satisfied with that.
How often do they want some kind of vengeance?
I wouldn't say that vengeance is a large component of it. What I have been sitting in with clients who have been, whose lives, even a minor car crash, as we call it minor because somebody else was in it, a minor car crash can disrupt somebody's financial life. And that has a great impact emotionally. I mean, many people are just a few paychecks away from being out of an apartment or out of a house or something catastrophic almost. It's not so much vengeance, it's I want to prevent this from happening to somebody else. The overwhelming majority is that. I do have clients who do want vengeance and who want to, you know, take everything they can from the other party, and I typically say that, you know, nobody's ever happy at the end of a lawsuit if that's the motivation of going into it, because I can only obtain money for the person. That's all. I get people money.
Do they ask about juries?
They always ask about juries. They always ask about, will I have to go to trial? Some people are afraid of going to trial because they don't want... It doesn't take many movies to see how a cross-examination can reduce a person to an emotional wreck, but the concern of being up there and having your life exposed to strangers, that can be daunting for anybody. And yeah, there are people who are concerned about juries. They ask about composition of juries. There's a lot, I think, of misconception about trials and trial work and how long it takes.
How long does it take?
How long does what take? What is the it you're referring to? Picking a jury can take days. I've seen picking juries take a week to pick a jury. Those are particular cases where there might be hospitals involved, where people are very passionate about the medical care they receive. If a case has received a lot of notoriety.
Here on You and the Law today, John Licata has been here, and we've been talking about the questions of civil litigation. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.